After lunch, we are going into our final session with the Chris Brogan email regarding social media platforms. And we've got two sections left. Paul is going to quickly run you through a section titled Other Advice. Paul, take it away.
Okay, this is real quick, but some of it's really important. Okay, Chris Brogan raised the question, which platform works best for you, and makes the point that not every platform suits everybody, and some people, don't blog at all, but they shoot great photographs, right? So you can do stuff on Instagram and never bother having a blog.
Just on that, I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a social media whirlwind and storm of his own right, his background is that his father had an off license, is the word I'm trying to find. And
a beer and spirit store.
And liquor and wines.
States, and yeah. And then grafted wines onto it.
Then grafted wines. Now, Gary has the ambition to own the New York Jets, which is a sports team. Now, the business was doing okay. I mean, you or I would be very happy with the millions of turnover they were making, but it was never going to be enough for Gary to actually buy the New York Jets. So he knew that he could use social media to his benefit, but he wasn't a writer. He wasn't a blogger in that respect. However, when the platform came along that suited him, which actually was video, and if you've never seen a Gary Vaynerchuk video, go and Google Gary V, strap yourself in, and watch one of his videos. But his profile went through the roof, so much so that from running an off-license, he now has a social media business. So yes, find the right platform for you. Sorry to interrupt there, Paul.
No, one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in terms of social media was to identify blogging with writing. Now, I tell this against myself, really. I'm an experienced writer, and because I'm so experienced at writing, I started off when I did blogging as a writer. I actually think if I had my time all over again, Roger, I'd start off as a talker, right? I've come across so many people that say to me, look, I couldn't possibly write a blog. And all I can think these days is to say, you don't need to write. You can just do audio, right? And if you fancy it, you can do video, right? And if you fancy not saying a single thing, you can take photographs and your photographs will speak for you, right? So that's a key point, get your own platform. Now the next part is Chris Brogan saying, do it your way. And that's great advice. Find your way, be yourself. You know, Chris has a habit of saying, here are the key bits of advice I give you. And advice number 10 is ignore all the earlier pieces of advice and do it your way. Who sang the song, Do It My Way?
Frank Sinatra, isn't
it? Who wrote the lyrics?
I don't know.
I know. We must find out. Get working on that.
Actually, can we crowdsource this? If you're listening, can you email us, tweet us, audio brew us, Instagram us, whatever you like. Who wrote the lyrics to I Did It My Way that we all know by Frank Sinatra? Maybe he was doing a cover version. Maybe the song existed and was recorded before he did it.
And anyway, we won't look up Wikipedia. I will not consult Wikipedia. Okay, let's move on. Then Chris says, be who you intend to be within reason. Now, we'll get that. Be who you intend to be within reason, right? Now, I'll tell you what this can mean. It can mean that if you are thinking that I'm going to try my hand at writing, I'm going to strive to become a poet, right? I know a man who at one stage in his life had never written any poetry, and he decided, I'm going to go on holidays to Cyprus. This was way back in 1995, and he decided, I'm going to write some poems in Cyprus. But to help him write some poems, he decided, after he wrote the first one, he decided to say to himself, I'm a poet. So he started then behaving like a poet, like he thought a poet would behave. The first thing a poet would do is that the poet would not just write one poem, a poet would write a second poem. So he started then, when he came back from his holiday, saying to people, I'm now a poet. Nothing published, nothing anywhere, but what had formed in the brain or in the mind or in the heart was the intention to carry on with writing poetry. And that self, I'm a poet, helped that person to actually produce oodles of poetry, and not give up. And to this day would say, given five things to say about himself, he would say, he's a poet. When you became a photographer, when did you first call yourself a photographer?
It's a very good question. I have no idea, actually. Okay, but it would,
Yes. Think about it while we move on, because the next key point here is, you know, there's some tricks. He says, Chris Brogan has stuff here which are, don't ever shout at people or something like that. Don't use the comment sections on your blog as a forum until you got enough folk round. And basically, Chris Brogan says, look, even if you get 50 comments, you know, think about, the key thing is to think about all the other people who haven't commented, right? And, you know, in Chris Brogan's case, in fact, on many of his blog posts, there are 149,950 people who didn't comment. I mean, thank goodness, I've never had that many people not comment on my blog.
Oh, I've had the total population of the world not comment on my blog.
Oh, that's more intellectually nimble than me, you know. He also says, never say you guys, never address the masses. Now, this is very challenging, you know. Never address the masses, always address one person. Now, that's, we haven't got time to talk about that, but that is very challenging, I find. I'm going to have to put that on my list of things, because I do use phrases at time in tweets. Hey, guys. You know, and I'm not swallowing that one, right?
Well, it's almost you're getting yourself into a mindset of a community of two, you and one other person.
Alistair Cook, one of the greatest radio people ever, right? Letter from America. If you sat and listened to Alistair Cook, who was he talking to?
Oh, he was talking to me.
Exactly.
Every week.
Absolutely, and that was what it felt like, and I think that's what matters. I think that's what Chris Brogan is
getting. I agree. That's what
I don't
he's
think
to say.
He's
yes,
not
yes,
talking
yes,
about.
Absolutely.
Chris Brogan stood up at conferences and he uses phrases like "Hi guys" or something. I'm quite sure. I bet you he has. But the whole point is about the mentality, and all the best presenters actually that have presented things, even on television, or done this, that, and the other. They always say, speak as if you have a particular person in mind.
And you've given very specific advice to a friend of ours about the person in mind that you're in her case, she started a food blog, the Cuban food blog. We're talking about Tanya Buwalda here. And you gave her a very particular piece of advice, which you've probably forgotten. You said, blog or write as if you were writing for your grandchildren.
Well, I did that. Yes, I remember doing that. And I did it. And I remember it was illustrated by the point about the thing that keeps me going personally is that I started blogging in 2005 with a daughter that was about less than a meter long or a short little thing of about 2 months old. And I decided that I was going to blog so that when she came of age and would be interested in it, she would have stuff describing what returning to Ireland from the UK was actually like. And that provided me with an audience. I had an audience of one single person in mind who wouldn't read it. In that case, I decided she probably wouldn't be interested until she was in her 30s. So I was looking 30 years out and deciding that, you know, teenagers don't read what their parents write. But by the time you get to a certain age, now the content, I created content for one single person. Now, I think Chris Brogan is actually making a different point. I think he's talking about intimacy.
Yeah, I agree.
I really think he's talking about a voice that addresses one person. I actually find it easier to talk about this while I look at you in the eye, because I'm talking to you about this.
Yeah, right? Rather than the audience.
Audience are listening in on a conversation, but I'm talking, you know, I get a response.
Well, it's a conversation.
And it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation over a table, over cups of tea at this stage, yeah.
Okay, and the last point Chris makes in this kind of miscellaneous section before we get on to the super secret triple gold standard advice, which we'll come on to in a second. I'm not sure we can break secrets. We've got to come on to that in a second. Never say my community, and that's a key point, I think, you know. And Chris says a great thing. It's the community you have the privilege to serve. This is about having it being an honor and a privilege. I mean, for example, someone invites you to come to a conference to speak. That's an honor and a privilege to be invited. That isn't my audience.
No, but also
I don't own the audience.
Even if you are the instigator of a community, really all you are is a facilitator for that community to have formed. there is no ownership in that community.
You're only one of the facilitators, frankly. Then the quicker you stop being a facilitator, the more there's a community.
Absolutely, because the community, when you think about it, those people already existed before. You didn't create these people. You didn't create the entities that make up the community. They existed. If you're lucky and you've done your job, you have facilitated these people connecting with one another, from which they will grow the community themselves and interact.
They also have total power because they can turn you off anytime they want to.
Yes.
There is no way that Chris Brogan can hold an audience that don't want to be held.
Yeah, absolutely. Very wise words. And it's, well, and the other thing is also, just to give you an example from Audioboo, which is what we're recording this on. Around Audioboo has been created a community of people who listen to Audioboos and a community of people who record Audioboos.
And several different communities. Mm. I mean, we can call them all one community, but my goodness, there are different ones.
Well, there are, but there is this community of people who use Audioboo, really like it, and then when Audioboo does something to the recording software, boy, does Mark Rock know about it, because we all come on and we all record Audioboo saying, Mark, we want this functionality back. So, just to give you an example of what your relationship with your community is, yes, they can switch you off, and they can also tell you if they're not happy with you.
Well, you see, the other thing is, if they get cross with you, that means you're worth getting cross with.
It's a point that has been made, particularly with this regard to Audioboo. The point was made, we say this because we love Audioboo. So, yes.
Okay, look, I'm handing over to you now. But there's only one disquiet I have at this point. Chris Brogan in his email says, under a heading called Be a Media Company and a Concierge. Mm. Now, you know, nothing would hook me better than throwing in a word in another language other than English, and a word like concierge has got a beautiful ring to it, I admit now. Now, and this is what Chris starts by saying, if you want the super secret triple gold standard advice I have, it's this. Now, I'm actually unsure whether I can break a confidence, Roger. I got an email from Chris Brogan which contains a secret, right? Mm. Now, he has actually said I can send the email on, and you can send the email on to anyone you like, right? But he hasn't said send it on to, he says if you want to share this, send it to your mail client, and send to the only to certain people. He says, isn't send it sent to everyone.
Okay.
He's sending it here is
what
to
we
people you think will benefit from it.
Here is a suggestion.
Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
Here is a suggestion. Yeah. We've got a wrap up to do. We've got to figure out how this works for us.
Yeah.
Now, we could say to people, if you're listening to this and you want to find out what the secret is, what the super secret triple gold standard piece of advice that Chris Brogan has, who, by the way, Chris has stuck it at the end of the email after the afterthoughts. He has done the Steve Jobs, oh, one more thing, and then here's actually what you've come for.
By the way, that's a Bill Lau technique.
Oh, that's
well.
A Bill Lau. Sorry.
Jobs, but Bill Lau, Kinsale, world entrepreneur, founder of Coder Dojo, backer of Coder Dojo.
There you
Bill
are.
Bill Lau, when you listen to this, this is a big shout out for your plans to improve the whole world.
There we are. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. If you want this super piece of information, well, why don't you subscribe to Chris Bogan's newsletter?
No, they have to tell us. They have to tell us, no. They can contact Chris and ask and subscribe.
But you actually have to...
Nothing to do with us, right? Yeah. They can do that. No, well, they can do it independently of us.
Yeah.
But if they want us to send them the audio boo of this, they should contact us somehow and say, I am actually someone who might benefit from this, right?
Yes.
Anyway, that's our position at... What time is it now? Physically, what time is it? 14:25 or something like that?
It's 2:40.
Okay. Let's record a separate audioboo on the secret gold standard advice, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll decide later, after we've had time to think, whether we will share it publicly or whether we'll make it available by means in which people can buy into it. I don't mean pay money, but get it. Anyway, that's a debate, right?
It is a debate.
Okay, let's wrap up this particular audioboo.
So I'm going to wrap up this particular audioboo by saying, If you're listening to this in isolation and you haven't got a clue what's going on, go back to my own Audioboo feed, which is audioboo.fm/Roger Overall. And you will also find a number of Audioboos, because we've been recording these Audioboos, the both of us. And if you go to Paul O'Mahony's Audioboo stream, which is audioboo.fm/Omani blog, you'll find the others in this series, where we are discussing an email that Chris Brogan sent round, giving advice, and very rich advice, about using the social media platforms that you're on. And very thought-provoking it is, and we've spent a good bit of today discussing it. We have one last thing to discuss, well, two last things to discuss. We have the last bit of Chris's email to discuss, and then we have to walk away. I would like us both to have at least one thing that we are going to do to improve our own social media platform presence. Check back with us later.